That was pathetic.
Ben won that. Ben got a real nice one on his, his line.
All right. Well, it's podcast number 16. Guys, we're legal drivers in the state of Florida.
That's scary.
And Florida drivers suck.
Yeah, they do. I was just saying that today, how I don't think anybody in Florida knows how to drive. I think
especially when it rains. Which
especially
is
when it rains.
Being in Florida and it rains all the fucking time. Yep. But yeah.
Want to hear a funny story about raining?
Want to hear a funny story about introducing ourselves?
Oh, I'm Cy.
I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
All right. So the funny story. This is how fucked up Florida weather is. I don't have AC in my car, so I roll my windows down to get air.
Okay.
I rolled my windows up and down a total of 5 times. And every time I turned my windshield wipers off because it would stop raining, it would start raining again. So I had to turn it back on. I probably turned my windshield wipers on and off like 15 times.
Wow.
Like, that's how fucking stupid Florida weather is. It was raining in certain sections that I was just driving in a straight line through.
So you were just driving through pockets of not
rain.
Yeah,
exactly what it was.
No, it was like monsooning right before you got here.
Well, no, as I got in the house, I was getting soaked in the 3 feet it took me to get from my car to the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's as you can plainly see on the picture we just posted on the Frosted Gaming Facebook page, Joey's shoulders are soaked.
Oh, I didn't even know the picture was taken of me.
Me either.
Yeah. Well, when we were setting up.
Oh.
And then, I was getting here setting up everything before Joey got here.
Yeah, I was working. Sorry.
And, I just looked out the window, and it's just, a waterfall coming off the off the roof of the house.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Anyways.
So I has a problem.
I don't have a problem. I was drinking last night. I have a problem.
But hey, admittance is the first step.
Speaking of admitting things, Joey, you need to admit that you have a problem.
That is not a problem.
It is definitely a problem.
You guys are weird for thinking it's a problem.
But
I think you're weird because you're the only person I know who eats frozen waffles.
Oh, this God. Frozen waffle. This thing again.
Yes.
I don't get what the big fucking deal is.
They're frozen, dude.
So?
They're not even good frozen.
Yes, they are. They're delicious frozen. How would you know? Have you ever eaten them frozen?
Yeah, I remember trying one and I spit it out immediately.
Oh. Well, fuck you.
It was a chocolate chip one because that's all you were
eating.
Those
are the best frozen.
I know, see?
Yeah. Well, I just had one because I haven't eaten breakfast yet today and it's almost 2 o'clock.
I had ramen noodles for breakfast.
I had a 3-egg omelet with chorizo, green pepper, and red onion.
All right, Mr. Luxury over here.
I just used whatever was in the house.
Is that chorizo any good stuff?
I woke up and had to go immediately to work. I woke up and 5 minutes later was at work, so.
I actually woke up.
And then 5 minutes after work,
today.
I came here.
Oh. Yeah. That's good. I can't wait to play Octodad. That's all I'm thinking about right now. It's going to be so exciting.
Good. I'm excited.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Ben will sadly be at his work, so he won't play with us.
I know.
You should really think about moving your privates from Tuesday to a different day.
No.
Why?
Because all my days are filled up. I'm booked from
3:30
on every
day. Look at his schedule, he's got privates all day, every day.
Where does that money go? I don't ever see any of it. Not that I'm supposed to, because it's your money, but I don't see you ever using it, and you never have money.
Well, the last 5 weekends, I've been out of town.
That's true.
So
we were just in Daytona yesterday.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, but those trips, they take a lot out of you wallet-wise.
I think it's, wallet-wise, definitely, and the car ride is usually the worst part, because it's so long.
I think Daytona cost me about $350.
Yeah, I mean, between the gas and the food and the traveling's expensive.
Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Saturday, me and Joey drove together. And we got there Saturday pretty much bright and early. We got there around noon. Left
which is bright and early for us.
Yeah. Well, we left about, 9:45-ish?
Yeah. We made good time. It was a little under 3 hours, I think.
Yeah.
And it smells delicious.
We got there, we hit the beach immediately, checked into our hotel.
Yeah, it was really nice this weekend.
Yeah, it was. And we looked at the weather the night before, and we were like, oh, man, it's going to be shitty all weekend long. And
it came out really nice.
Yeah,
all 3 days
really
we were there were fucking beautiful.
I don't think it rained once.
No, it didn't. You're right. When we were leaving, it looked like it was going to rain.
It rained a little bit.
For like
we hit
15
like little
seconds,
patches.
But yeah, it was really nice the whole weekend, so it was awesome. Yeah, so that was Daytona, our weekend.
I got to do my first stunt fest
in
10 years.
Oh, Ben, you want to tell everybody what you did to me in Daytona?
Oh, yes, I would love to tell everyone what I did to you in Daytona.
Oh, I don't think Cy knows
about
this. Cy
doesn't know.
Tell me.
Saturday night, we went to Olive Garden with about 80 people.
It was 95
people.
95
people showed up.
Wow!
We reserved 40 seats.
Yeah, so sorry to all the people at Olive Garden, and we're sorry for all the people that gave you a hard time. We know you weren't ready for us.
And we're sorry for
certain people.
Yes. So
especially
a certain
but,
person.
So we sat down and we were sitting with the girl who does the makeup for our teams. Yeah. And she's actually really fun to talk to.
Although she doesn't talk very much.
No.
Very quiet.
But that later hey, that night she talked a lot.
Oh, did she? I wasn't with
we
you
were
guys.
In the room. And I was doing the rodeo on the bed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were doing cardio.
I tried to get
bed.
A video of
the rodeo.
The,
you
for
know.
Whatever oh. reason, Ben's sitting there doing the like a bowl thing on yeah. his bed, fucking flips off the bed and into the wall.
I completely missed the bed.
Totally sober, mind you. This wasn't like drunken activity. This was just Ben being a dumbass.
And that was the second time I fell off the bed, because I ran from the door to my bed and I jumped and did like a double twist and completely missed the bed.
Yeah.
And hit the, nice. The space in between.
Again,
the
mind
two
you,
beds.
All while Ben's sober.
Yeah.
Just because yeah. Ben's an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so anyway.
So we get to Olive Garden, and we're just talking. Our waitress comes up, and, you know, she's kind of cute, and, like, she's fucking hilarious, just talking shit about everyone we hate, which was awesome. And, like, we're like, oh, you know, when you have time, we understand you're really busy, you know, take your time. She goes, oh, trust me, I'm taking my time, which was one of the things.
Totally awesome.
One of the things that she said that stuck out to me, and I just laughed hysterically. And, so Joey's over there. He's like, oh, yeah, she's really awesome, you know. I think she's really cool. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I look over at Kelly. I'm like, I'm totally giving him her number. His number. And she's like, you should do it. So the whole meal goes by, you know.
Joey has no idea.
I don't bring it up again after that.
Okay.
And we get our checks, and she hands me a pen. I write, like, a good 2-3 sentence note on there and then put Joey's number at the bottom. I was like, hey, my friend thinks you're really awesome. He had a really good time with you as our server, but he's really shy and he didn't want to say anything, so here's his number.
Did she text you?
She texted me.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
I got a text that night. Right after Ben flipped off the bed.
Yeah,
like,
right after I flipped off the bed.
It's like, holy shit! And that happened.
That's awesome! Yeah. Joey kind of got a number.
Yeah, no, I did. That's exciting. I legit got a number.
I'm so excited for Woo. Joey right now.
You're welcome.
Are you guys
Joey
still
Paris.
Talking?
No, I was supposed to send her a picture from competition, but I totally forgot.
You just dropped the ball, Joey. You kicked it into the street.
I'll send one right after the podcast.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
Sorry, this is 3 days late.
Yeah,
but yeah.
No, it was 2 days late. Oops.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
But
she lives in Daytona.
Hey, we're going back next year.
Next year. 363 days from today.
Hey, you guys could always meet halfway in like Lakeland or something, or Orlando.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You guys could go to Universal together. It'd be so cute. Why are we planning this out?
Yeah. Not that interesting.
Ben, your eyes are super icy blue today.
Are they?
Yes.
Cool.
Why'd you look at your tits?
No, I looked at my shirt because my eyes usually change to like the color of my shirt.
No, it's all I can see and it's like
blue.
Very.
Yeah. Ben has blue eyes. So you have blue
They're
eyes, too, right?
They're normally green, though.
I have brown eyes. My dad has blue eyes. I wish I had blue eyes.
How'd you get brown eyes?
My mom.
Boo.
Love you, genetics.
Dominant and recessive traits. Remember those?
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
I'm guessing brown's the dominant one.
Which one's receding hairline? Because I feel like I have that one.
I don't know. Your hair seriously does look a lot better than it used to.
I've been actually using that Nioxin.
The fancy shampoo?
Yeah. Tomorrow will be a week. It says 30 days, and you can see results or whatever. So
cool. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm like full on no poo now, but I really need a haircut.
I've been taking pictures.
So
taking pictures.
Yeah, well, you told us. So at the end, we'll do like a 30 day time lapse.
Yeah, I'm gonna do weekly pictures. I'm not doing every day.
Oh.
Speaking of haircuts, and beards and facial hair, which is now being transferred into this conversation, I have an awesome beard.
You do have a beard.
I was in the car today in traffic because traffic was horrible because Florida drivers can't drive in the rain. And I was twisting my mustache part of my beard, and I can twist it, and I'm excited.
Congratulations. Nice. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for me.
Once you finish this whole world thing, can you just continue to grow out the mustache until you get like a total handlebar mustache?
That's the plan. After, well, the night before Worlds, which would be a Friday night, I'm probably going to let my team shave my face because they're always bitching about my facial hair.
Yeah.
So I'll... Jerks. Yeah,
you know, let your team shave your face.
Yeah, let me give him a pair of clippers and.
Yeah, we did that with Adam when Adam grew out his beard real long. The whole team cut his hair or cut his beard.
Yeah,
dude.
And then I
do not give me
the back
clippers.
Of his head.
Yeah, because I'll do that to you. I'm like, ah.
But I'm gonna shave, or if they want to, they can shave me. Bouncy bow wow. Anyway, but after Worlds, I'm growing my beard out again. I'm gonna try to get a nice little twisty mustache.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
my kitchen manager has a handlebar mustache. Like,
does he?
He gels it. It was up and like it's almost to his nose. Like it's
That's impressive.
Curves around. It's really impressive.
So he's almost like at a full loop.
Yeah, almost.
Nice.
Yeah. I want the full loop.
Yeah. I mean, he has a full and it goes out and comes
and
down.
Then we can like really have a top hat monocle party. We really
yeah.
And the bar mustaches.
I'll draw one on me.
Can we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because I don't think I'm capable of drawing or growing one like that.
I'm sad because I don't think that... Oh, wait.
What?
I'd have 3 months to grow out my beard.
Before?
Before my birthday. And then we can turn my birthday cruise into a top hat and monocle cruise.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, but I couldn't grow mine out that long.
So Sai decided he's going on the cruise with us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
he did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you totally did.
Are you guys making this up and trying to just force me into saying that I did?
No. A couple days ago, we were at the gym, and you're like, yes. So if I agreed to go on this podcast, or if I agreed to go on this cruise, why did I say podcast?
Because we're having a podcast on the cruise, duh. No, we're not. I don't want to bring all the equipment on the cruise.
Oh, yeah. We could do it on the phone, just like old school.
Yeah?
Snowball? No, we should never do that.
No.
No, like a 15-minute bonus podcast. Why don't we just do an Awesome Life
there? We'll just do a handful of Awesome Lives on the cruise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And we'll put it into one big... segment.
Compilation. Yeah, we have a lot of awesome lives that have never been made.
Ben's birthday, awesome life.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That'd be a mess.
That'd be a hot mess.
But no babies.
I'm outnumbered. I can't do team hot mess right now.
You are. Yeah. You're very outnumbered by team no babies.
Mm-hmm. Solo hot mess.
Solo hot mess.
It's a lot sadder.
All by myself. Nailed it.
Yeah, totally.
So, any exciting news? Anyone new? Oh, speaking of exciting news, PAX East was this weekend. Was it this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, it was this past weekend.
You don't know what PAX is? The Penny Arcade Expo?
Nope. You're a fucking idiot.
Get
out of gaming.
It's like a big gaming convention thing, and they have...
You know how E3 is like mostly for like developers and stuff?
Right.
PAX is mostly for the gamers.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't I go
It's where that? Like all the developers like showcase their games, and there's a lot of demos that you get to play, and lots of announcements and fun shit like that.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's really cool, and they announced that they're going to
have panels and stuff. And yeah,
they announced they're going to have a PAX South.
They are,
so
Texas
and Texas.
Not Florida.
But hey, we could always make the trip.
I think it's
there.
Austin, Texas, right?
I have no fucking clue.
I'm pretty sure it's Austin, Texas.
I don't even like making the drive to
work.
To work.
I don't like
Texas.
Going to work, let alone all the way to Texas.
I mean, we could either or something. We'll figure it out then.
Yeah,
but yeah. There's a new Civilization game coming out, and the cinematic trailer to that looked awesome.
Yeah, well, the last Civ game actually won the Best Music Award.
Really?
Yeah, and I want to say it was actually in the same category as like movies and stuff that it won.
That's
crazy. I could be wrong on that, but I think it had the best original score.
I don't think I've ever played Civilization.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
no, I feel like that's totally a game you would have played.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like Command & Conquer on steroids.
No,
it's turn-based, though. It's a turn-based strategy
that's
game.
That's still awesome.
Yeah. I bet you would play it. I have Civ 4 and Civ 5 you can play on the computer. And when you get your new computer next week... Because I want to say it's Steam is the one that lets you lend out games now. Like, I can lend a game to you, and you can play it as long as I'm not playing another game.
What?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty neat.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've got the... Obviously, it's not the new Civ, but it's the most recent Civ, I think.
Is that just for PC?
Yeah.
That's why I've never heard of it or played
it. That would make sense.
Yeah.
So...
But I always love my Command & Conquer games. I've played every
single
one of
them. Yeah, I love the Command & Conquer games, and I love StarCraft 2.
I've never played StarCraft.
It's like Command & Conquer, but a hell of a lot better.
Yeah?
Like, I like Command & Conquer, but StarCraft is just so much better.
Hmm. I might have to get into that, too.
Yeah. That's another game. Well, that probably wouldn't make the best Let's Plays, because we would suck at it.
No, I feel like that's
because I know I'm terrible at it. I love it, though.
I feel like that's a game that I would get easily addicted to.
StarCraft?
Yeah.
And we would
very
see
angry.
For months.
But it's all strategy. It's all...
Well, that's how Command & Conquer was. Command
yeah.
Conquer
well, yeah.
Strategy.
It's the same type of game.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But that's like a really big like professional gaming circuit is the StarCraft II circuit.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's probably like the professional gaming of professional gaming, and they're all Korean.
And they all kick ass.
I can beat them.
No, you couldn't.
They'll make me stronger, faster.
Like the best, like no one ever was.
Yes.
Better reaction time. Smarter.
But it's crazy to watch people play, and they're like micromanaging armies of like 200 troops, mm-hmm. and they're just. Over here, over there, click, click, click. It's fucking insane how fast they control all these units, like one unit at a time. And
yeah. I'll never be that good.
No, you won't. I forget. It's like they have like 300 actions a minute or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like
five a
three
second.
Minutes. Yeah, or three, four, five. Yeah, 5 a second. Holy shit. I don't know how to count.
Okay. Math bad. Go, Sai.
Caveman hit Mike. Just kidding.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're finally getting the computers together now. I've got a computer build that's $738 each without a monitor, mouse, or keyboard.
Okay.
So, we're kind of getting somewhere. So, we'll have to get monitors, and if I really, really choose to, I can give you mine. Well, we need widescreen monitors.
I have a widescreen monitor.
1920 by 1080?
What's the one I have in the room?
Probably, if it's a standard.
Is that a monitor or a TV? Yeah, no, that's a monitor. It just has an HDMI port.
Oh.
Oh, okay, cool. So we might, well, here's the other problem, though, is we need three monitors, one for each of us, plus three TVs, one for each of us.
Okay, well, mine's a monitor / TV.
We need one of both. We need to be able to look at both at the same time. One to press record, one to play Xbox on. Fuck. That's okay. It takes the cost down one TV. That's good. Woohoo! So we'll do that, and then we'll have this all set up. And we're also all getting Xbox 360s.
Sweet. We've agreed on that one?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So
nobody wants an X-Bone.
Yeah.
Well, there's only a couple. Yet.
Yeah, there's only a couple games we can play, and they're also, you know, three times as expensive.
That's true.
Hold on, because they're still making Xbox 360 games that are being released holiday of this year.
Well, they just made the last PS2 game like 6 months ago.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was FIFA 2014 was on the PS2. It was the
Holy
last PS2
shit.
Game.
Shit. That's incredible.
Right?
Good for them.
So we'll have 360 games for a long time to come, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't feel like we're going to have to make the jump to Xbox.
No,
because
I remember when the 360 and the PS3 first came out. The first E3, I wasn't all that excited. I was excited for the consoles, but the games did nothing for me. But I remember the next E3, I could not wait for like any of the games. They all looked fucking amazing. So that's kind of what I'm expecting with the X-Bone and the PS4 is...
Next
E3, we're going to get all the really cool games, and then that holiday season is when all of them are going to come out.
Yep. E3 is only 2 months away.
Yeah. So it'll be the C3 that I'm super excited about.
We should go.
No, we'll just watch it.
Yeah.
But we're press.
Yeah.
We have a podcast.
Oh, we do.
We can get press
passes. We could.
But I think it's expensive. I think it's like $1,000 a person.
Yeah. Wow, never mind.
Maybe next year.
Business expense tax write-off? I don't know.
Take out a small loan.
Yeah, right.
Take out a small house loan.
Maybe sell my house. Get a second mortgage.
Oh, speaking of the house.
Yes.
It's not confirmed yet. We don't have the house, so it has to go through a realtor or whatever. But I talked to Alyssa, and she said, definitely, yeah, we can use one room, whichever room we want. Just make it the podcast room.
Or the garage.
Or the office is what I said. I talked about the garage, and she said there's another room that connects to the garage that's supposed to be for storage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how big is it? And she's like, it's like a normal-sized bedroom. Like a regular bedroom.
So you weren't even counting that in your list of number of bedrooms. So that's really four bedrooms.
Yeah. And there's three balconies. Three balconies.
Cool.
Is it a three-story house?
Yes. No. It's a three-story house.
Yeah, it's a townhouse, right?
Yeah, but it's three stories.
Now, here's a question. Are we connected to other people?
We would be on the corner. So we would only have one to worry about.
So we could pick one of the rooms furthest on the other side to make the podcast Let's Play room. Mm-hmm. So we can be nice to our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. I will sacrifice having my bedroom against that wall and not be nice to the neighbors. Heyo.
Woo. Yeah, so let's talk about something now.
Oh, yeah. Me?
You want
me?
I don't know anybody.
I don't know.
I can talk about how shitty my Daytona trip was.
I'm just saying I knew it was going to be shitty for you, which is why I was not like rooting for you to go, because I knew you weren't going to have a good time.
Hey, see, why didn't you stick up for me when I said I didn't want to go?
Cuz I hate confrontation. But I was totally
It was shitty until Sunday night. That was
right. And I knew that was going to happen. And it's just, that's kind of always how it is when we go to the competitions, because you can't really do anything the first two nights you're there.
Yeah, but not even that. Like, I could have went to the competition with you guys and just hung out. That would have been okay. But there was just so much drama going on. I didn't even want to be a part of it. Like, 3 or 4 hours alone in the hotel room by myself, that was
great.
One of the best parts. Yeah.
You had a fantastic time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sat there and had a couple solo cups to myself. And sat on the balcony and just watched.
Hey, but you know what? I sat on the balcony for a couple minutes out there. That was nice. I enjoyed
the
fuck out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to thank our owner for giving us oceanfront rooms.
Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, but me and Ben talked about next year when we go, we're just getting our own rooms, just me and him.
Yeah.
Not dealing with anybody else.
And me.
I'm sad.
And you, I can handle you.
Yeah. I'm sad that you didn't ride with me and Joey.
Yeah, because I would have been at Stunt and Tumblefest with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should talk, Stuntfest, which apparently is called Tumblefest now.
There's Stunt and Tumblefest. So it's the same thing.
Well, it's the same thing, but I could not find any reference to Stuntfest while I was out there, like, checking on an Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. Nobody called it Stuntfest. It was all Tumblefest. Even though it was 90% stunting.
I think it started off as Tumblefest, and then people just started stunting.
And people got really good at stunting.
Yeah. Did you see they went for the world record of most libs at the same time?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, that was a really cool picture.
Did they fail?
I have no idea.
Nah, probably not. There's a lot of them up there.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know how that works if there's not, like,
wall-to-wall libs.
Yeah. I wish I would have been there for that part, because we weren't there when that happened.
My God, that would have been intense. I wish I was there for that.
You could actually hit that.
We should probably explain what Tumble and Stuntfest are, because most people listening probably don't know the difference between tumbling and stunting.
Stunting
go on
is
YouTube
when,
and look up Stuntfest.
No, stunting is when you take your flyer or a girl and,
we're talking about cheerleading here,
Yeah, we're talking about cheerleading. And you throw her in there and you do tricks with her. You hold her in there while she does tricks and shit.
Right, it's where you, like, lift the girls up.
Yeah.
And then tumbling is when you do all the crazy flips and stuff. That's basically the sum up.
And Ben's in a video.
I am. I'm in one. Yeah, a guy from Cheer Athletics. I'm in one of his videos.
Yeah, there was a guy from Pennsylvania who had a bunch of videos from there, and you were in some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
That is exciting.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah, and, you know, I finally, after my 8 years of cheerleading, I finally have two fans.
Woo!
When we were in, where were we last time? It wasn't Miami. It was Orlando.
Yeah.
I had some girl come up to me after and, oh my God, you did so great. And then some other girl in the elevator says, I saw you compete today. Like, I wasn't in my uniform or anything. I didn't even look like a cheerleader. I was wearing shit like I am right now. It's like, fuck
the Jufro.
Yeah,
good
me.
For you.
Yeah, it's exciting. It only took 8 years, but whatever, I'll take it. So.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have this cheerleberty shit.
No, yeah, back no, I when I was cheerleberty shit.
No, I mean, they always came up and be like, oh my God, you were
right,
so
well, that's
good.
What I'm saying. Like, I'm not like a cheerleberty. I wouldn't even want to be
right,
a cheerleberty.
Yeah, I want to be. But.
See, back in my day, we just had people come up and say, good job.
Right,
what's your MySpace name?
Right?
MySpace. MySpace has kind of changed now.
Yeah.
It looks kind of nice, but nobody's on it anymore, so kind of.
What's your Zanga account?
Wow.
I don't think I've ever...
Way old school. You were probably like 4 when that came out, Joe.
Not that much younger than you.
I know.
Holy shit. But I am 5 years younger than you? Seven years younger?
Six years.
I'm 5 for me.
But I'll be 26 in June.
Wow, you're like past quarter centennial. You're old as fuck.
Yeah.
God, I want to kill myself.
No, don't
do that. No, we need you.
Yeah, we need you for the Let's Plays. Who am I going to play Octodad with?
Oh, you're right. I guess I'll stick around.
Woohoo! That's right, Octodad saving lives.
This hurts.
What hurts?
It's like a hole in my arm.
It's a hole.
Did you get like bit by a spider or something?
No,
probably get that checked out.
It got like, I don't even know. It was like a scab, like when it was healing up.
Yeah,
that was one of the only scabs, and I guess I picked it, being a fucking idiot. And then it got a little bit infected, and I looked down today, and there was like white pus around it, and I was like, oh my God! So I tried popping it a little bit, and then I ripped that scab off, and there's a hole. Like I should not have ripped the scab off because it was healing, and now there's a hole in my arm.
That was kind of dumb.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked Ben if he had a soccer for with him.
Yeah, so ever since Ben got his most recent tattoo, I've really been thinking more and more about my tattoo. And before, I was just going to get one thing on my shoulder, but now I'm thinking getting like a quarter sleeve.
Yeah.
Something that I can still cover with a shirt like this,
mm-hmm.
but no, a little bit more detailed. I don't know what I want, though, yet.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to cover my tattoos anymore.
This whole sleeve is one like gigantic piece. It's one piece. The whole thing has everything incorporated in it.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much. I can't wait for it to be done.
I've been watching Prison Break. Have you guys heard of Prison Break at all? It's like
heard of it. I've never seen
it. It's like a 10-year-old show at this point. But that guy got an entire full body sleeve tattoo, which is a hidden maze, or not maze, a hidden map of the prison.
What?
Yeah. That's so like legit. Every aspect of the tattoo looks cool as fuck, and it has some relation to how the prison is laid out, so that he can look at his tattoo to find escape routes.
No way.
Fucking cool. I mean, of course, obviously it's fake. You know, made for the show, but yeah. So Sai's over here thinking this was a real deal.
I really did for some reason. I was like, History Channel, this is happening.
Yes, the History Channel with the alien shows and the Finding Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. So
that's ridiculous.
I'm going to get another tattoo.
Yeah.
But not part of my sleeve. I'm probably going to get it somewhere on my leg.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about your butt tattoo?
We could talk about that later.
Did you not know he had that?
No, I knew he had that. I just feel like we should talk about it on the podcast.
I feel like a lot more people know that I have a butt tattoo now after this weekend.
I might be somebody to blame for that. Not this weekend, but I tell everybody you have a butt tattoo if we start talking about your tattoos.
Everyone's like, let me see. I'm like, no. But this tattoo, it's going to be a sloth on a tree. And on the top, it's going to say live slow. And on the bottom, it's going to say die whenever.
That's kind of sad.
I like it. No, that's happy. That's saying just, you know, live life, do whatever the fuck you want, and die whenever.
I don't like to die whenever. I like to live slow. Think of something else.
No, I like die whenever.
Die whenever is like really like morbid.
No, it's just no, because saying, like, don't worry about death. Die whenever.
There's people okay, with the stupid fucking yeah. Ed Hardy tattoos that are like, live fast, die young. This one's like, live slow, die whenever.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's totally just, you know, stop worrying about death and all that other shit. And just kind of live your life and die whenever.
So that's like why sloths are my favorite like animals.
All right, cool. I'm glad we all like that tattoo.
Yes. Yeesh. Julian, I have some money for you. Julian's our tattoo artist for me and Cy, by the way.
And probably me too, mm-hmm. whenever I actually get around to getting my tattoo.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Either.
We're all going to have tattoos.
Man, we're getting really good at going on this podcast without looking at the topic list.
I never knew there was a topic list.
Yeah, like, well, there isn't one yet. We haven't reached it yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
The only thing that was on there that we just added was me eating frozen waffles.
Yeah.
That wasn't even on until 5 minutes before the podcast. When I ate a frozen waffle.
Joey walks in with a frozen waffle in his mouth. I'm like, is that frozen? He goes, yeah.
I've seriously eaten frozen waffles since I was like 10 years old. This is not some crazy new thing for me.
Yeah, but it's crazy for us. It's weird. I've never seen anybody in my life eat a frozen waffle except you.
I can't be bothered to
like
cook
drunk
my food.
And like, oh, I found a waffle. Oh my God, it's gross. Nope. That's the only thing I can think of. But
either
I never even saw that. I've never
or
seen
been
that.
A raging alcoholic since age like 10. That's entirely possible.
It's not.
No, it's not. Well, maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Cricket.
I just glanced over at the topic list, and we've gone through a lot of like stuff, but none of it's on the list.
Yeah, well, it is a shorter list this week.
He just said that.
Yeah,
we never even reached the
I know
topic
he just
list.
Said that, but I'm just continuing on that. Like, because he's like, oh, we're not looking at it. I'm like, well, I just looked at it. We haven't touched anything on it.
Well, last week we talked about giraffes and the giraffe song. I saw a giraffe that next day.
No way.
Yep.
Didn't you go to the zoo? Or
I did go to the zoo.
Yeah,
this is where I saw the giraffe.
The zoo. You jerk. Yeah. I thought you were just like on the freeway, like, there's a giraffe.
Now, did you go to the zoo zoo or did you go to Busch Gardens?
I went to the zoo zoo.
Okay. Oh,
which actually, honestly, Busch Gardens is a better zoo than the zoo zoo.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to the zoo. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
So your sister actually brought this up to me a while ago. That you can feed the sloths.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've fed the sloth at Busch Gardens before.
What did you feed it?
I don't remember. I was like
Cheetos?
12.
Cheetos.
No, we did not feed it Cheetos.
I'm going to feed a sloth Cheetos.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I don't think that's going to work.
I think it will.
But the Busch Gardens summer camps are actually really cool, and I wish I wasn't so young so I could go back to them. Cause
you mean you wish you weren't so old?
Right. That's what I meant.
Stupid.
Yeah. Because you got to sleep in the penguin exhibit. Like, you couldn't, like, play with the penguins, but you were right there next to the penguins, and you were sleeping next to the glass, so you could, like, sleep next to a penguin.
That is so
That's
awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and then we also, as part of that, we got to feed the giraffes. We went out and fed them. We got to feed the big tortoises, the ones we talked about having sex a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. Yeah, we saw that.
Were you the one who sent me the picture? Or the
tortoise threesome?
The tortoise threesome at the zoo.
That was ridiculous. Yes. I think it was a four-way. I don't think it was a threesome.
You're right. I think it was a four-way.
It was a four-way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because I looked at it, and I was like,
yeah, I was at the zoo and there were three turtles just all on top of each other. It was funny.
It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
I know what's going on there.
Did you see did I snap you the angry penguin too?
No.
Yeah, I'll post the picture in the link to him because I have it. It's just this penguin looking angry as fuck. And I was like 2 feet away, not even 2 feet away from it. I mean,
internets.
Other side of the glass.
Really?
Yeah.
Internet. Awesome.
But anyway, back to
mean.
The Busch Gardens camps. You got to go through all of them. I got to feed kangaroos. I got to feed a monkey. Oh. I got to feed an elephant. It was cool. It was really
that
fun.
Does sound really
and
fun.
Part of it was one day we got to go into the camp super early and ride Sheikra before the park opened. So what? I got to ride it like 30 times in a row.
Nice.
Just sit on it and kept going.
That's well, that one's scary. That's the floorless one, right?
Yes. Although at the time, I don't think it was floorless yet.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I don't.
You're right.
The floorless thing didn't really make a big deal to me.
So you know how we brought up maybe a week ago or a couple weeks ago how Busch Gardens is getting that new drop ride.
Yes,
and
like
that's
300
supposed
feet.
To be really cool. Yeah, that's already been.
Yeah,
broken.
It's already been broken.
There's a 415 foot drop,
which
coaster.
Is the tallest one
Cedar
because
Point, right?
No, it's
Flags?
Not Cedar Point.
Six Flags.
Yeah. Because Six Flags has the 415 foot roller coaster, or actually it might be like 450 or something.
That's not Millennium Force, is it?
No,
I knew
no.
when Millennium Force was built.
I think
it was
it's King
Ka
is the name of the roller coaster.
I think
Millennium Force is actually the same roller coaster, just shorter.
No, yeah. That's Top Thrill Dragster.
Top Thrill Dragster is the same one as King Ka, just a little bit shorter. I think it's about 100 feet shorter. It's like 350.
It's 420 feet. It's 30 feet shorter.
Okay, so a little bit shorter. But at the Six Flags, now they did the drop ride, and I think it's three next to each other that go up and down.
Yeah.
And it goes up to the top of King Ka. and it syncs up with the roller coaster.
What?
Yeah. Now, here's my question.
That's the rain coming in from outside.
Oh.
Because that door doesn't really close all the way. So sorry, guys, if you hear the rain in the background.
My question is, who's got the balls to build a 450-foot tall roller coaster? That's literally one tube up and one tube down.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, is this the same one that, like, spins you around and shit?
On the way down.
No, I don't think the new one does. The Six Flags one does. That one seemed a lot more normal.
The King Ka?
Oh, no.
Straight
I thought
up,
we were talking
over,
about
and then it spins down.
The freefall ride.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about, the freefall.
Yeah, no, I think the freefall ride just goes up and down, but the one at Busch Gardens actually tilts you forward,
so
you're, like, laying
ground.
Chest down.
Oh, hell no.
I wonder how many kids are going to fall out of that one.
Probably none. But
probably
you know
none.
At Adventure Island...
Way to be optimistic, Joey.
Do you remember the big, tall, steep slide at Adventure Island?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't remember it?
Yeah, there's like really two slides right next to each other. There's a shorter
they
one.
They were
and
white,
a tall,
oh, yeah,
really
yeah,
tall.
Yeah.
And one of them was like really fucking steep up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ride it?
Yes.
Did you notice it's not there anymore?
No.
You know why it's not there anymore?
No, don't tell me.
Well, it's not there anymore.
What would
so
happen
don't have to worry
is little
it.
Kids would get scared. So instead of laying down, they would sit up. But it's so steep that they actually flipped forward and tumbled down. So they had to shut it down.
Did they die?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody
died.
Oh,
my God.
But they were seriously
but they,
fucked
they
up.
Tumbled down the slide. Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah. So it's since been... The shorter one's still there, but that really steep one was closed.
Shit.
I wonder if I can find a news story on that.
Why Probably. Would you sit up on that ride?
Because you get scared.
Because if you're scared... I mean, these were like little kids, because the height restriction wasn't that... I mean, they could have been like 8 or 9 years old and been tall enough to ride.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to don't look down?
I don't know. They're scared and they're not.
I look down when I get to the top. I'm like,
although
yeah, I gotta go back down.
When I wrote it, the water splash up from your feet is just too much to like open your eyes because it's just water shooting on your face.
And then you have an extreme wedgie when you get to the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you hit that water, it's like joink.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it
works. What is it like?
Joink.
Oh, okay. Just
weird.
Like that.
Just
that's
like
gross.
That.
Yeah. So
who the fuck wants to go 420 feet in the air?
Not me.
I do.
Without
totally
any kind of safety net. Nope. You're not hooked into anything. You're not
in
the car.
You think the safety net would save you from 400 feet?
No, not like an actual net. But
probably
like,
go through the net.
like no like little like, clip to hook you onto
what
anything.
What if there was a skydiving area where they just caught you with a net?
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, they're trying to make the wingsuit landing pad so you don't have to have a parachute.
Yeah, I haven't heard about those. I wonder how.
And it's like a ramp that catches you and slows you down.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but if you miss that,
you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty cool.
On a scale of 1 to dead, you're like...
Dead.
Dead.
Well, no. Whatever.
Yeah. Ben's been playing Little Big Planet a lot.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, I
downloaded
it on the
PS3.
While we were...
Why don't you just...
Yeah, so do I.
I have it on the Vita.
I was thinking we should do a Let's Play
on
that.
Vita.
That'd be a fun Let's Play
fun,
for the 3DS.
Yeah.
I like it. I've had a lot of fun with it so far.
Hmm. There's a game I... Kung Fu Ninja? No. Ragdoll. Oh my god, what is it called?
It's the Kung Fu Ragdoll game.
Yes. There's...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ragdoll Kung Fu. That's what it's called.
Oh, there
it's
okay. Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Ragdoll Kung Fu. Another little fist of plastic. Or whatever it says. It's a Fury Fist of Plastic is what it is. The game is freaking funny. Because you can kick and you can punch, but it's just you flailing around like as if a ragdoll was kicking and punching.
That's pretty neat.
It is, but it gets really hard. Some of those ragdolls beat your ass.
Yeah, well, hey, that's why I don't fight ragdolls.
That's true. Yeah. Don't fight a ragdoll.
I once upon a time fought a ragdoll.
You did.
And it beat my ass.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, so have you guys seen the new Mirror's Edge trailer?
No.
Yes.
No, I have not.
Oh my god, that game is going to be so amazingly beautiful.
I should watch it.
It looks so good. They said it's a reboot of the original, so it's not like a sequel. It's technically a prequel, but really it's just a reboot.
Yeah.
It looks so much better than the last game, and I loved the last game. It looks fantastic. Of course, it's not coming out till like 2016 at the earliest. But
it's a very pretty
apparently
game
all
too.
The footage we've seen is actual in-game footage. Fucking glorious. And it's the last game was kind of combat heavy, which not a lot of people liked.
Uh-huh.
And they said like 80% of this game is all more like race style parkour focused with only a little bit of combat. And it's in a persistent open world. So you just kind of jump in with other people and
That's
just
pretty cool.
do different things. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So I'm pretty fucking excited about that.
Me too.
So what games are we going to do for Let's Plays?
I don't know.
We said...
Minecraft, obviously.
GTA 5 was one of them.
Yeah, because we'll have the 360s. That'll be one.
I'm just trying to think of other
Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers would be fun.
You two are doing Octodad.
Yeah. I'm excited for Octodad.
I might do Goat Simulator.
That'll be interesting.
Just because I feel like me playing
this is you being a goat. Like, what's the fun in that?
I'm sorry. Do you know what it's like to be a goat?
No.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up.
It's nothing at all like being a goat, though. Like, you can lick things and they stick to your tongue. So you could, like, drag people around with your tongue.
Yeah, and then you can then you can pick up an axe and then swing it around. And then you can jump on a trampoline with the axe while the axe is hanging from your tongue and just kill people with your axe on your trampoline as a goat.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not realistic.
Not at all.
This isn't, like, a real goat simulator.
Right.
Okay.
Just walking through the farm eating grass.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds stupid.
No.
No, it's hilarious.
Awesome. Well, have fun with that.
I'll try.
I think it's $10 too.
Oh well.
We're also doing a Little Big Planet Let's Play. Apparently, that's going to happen now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. As long as, I'm pretty sure Media Molecule is pretty cool about that shit, but we'll have to check.
So, hopefully, they're cool. Media Molecule, if you're listening, be cool.
We should really think about getting sponsored by somebody.
And how are we going to do that?
I don't know.
With our massive amount of listeners,
yes.
At this point in the game,
we have 7 listeners,
and we appreciate every one of you. Keep listening. Keep us happy.
And buy t-shirts.
Yeah,
buy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey sent me a picture a couple weeks ago of just a person wearing a Frosted Gaming shirt.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. At a gaming convention in Atlanta.
It's pretty pretty fucking cool.
One of our shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, right?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I put
that really happen, or did you just Photoshop that?
No, it really happened. But it was my dad's friend's son.
Oh, okay.
He has no idea.
So we know who it is.
Sort of, not really. I've never actually met him.
Oh, yeah, but.
But the fact is, he wore it to a gaming convention, so fuck yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you for doing that.
You're the bestest.
Get our name out there. That's what we should do. We should start going to like gaming conventions wearing our shirts.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah.
Well, that Tampa Bay
Comic-Con's coming in August.
What if we got a booth at that Comic-Con?
That's right. That's the weekend of your birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Positive it is.
What if we should try to get a booth at that Comic-Con.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I bet it'll be really cheap compared to like real Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that today. Right. We'll look at the pricing for getting a Comic-Con booth.
And also the girl who plays Black Canary on Arrow will be there. So I'm excited about that.
Yay.
You're an idiot.
Let me contain my excitement.
Yeah, it's 1-800-555. She's a fictional character.
All right, so what else is on our topic list here today?
What's next on the list, Joey?
Segways.
No, but
speaking of segways.
Go ahead, Ty.
I saw one in Daytona.
See, all part of the plan.
Yeah?
I saw one in Daytona. I've never really seen them that often. And we were just driving, and John was like, look, a Segway. And I was like, oh, yay.
After Stunt,
really boring.
After Stunt and Tumblefest, I wanted to knock someone off their Segway and steal it, because my calves, to this day, are still sore.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, man, I woke up this morning. My legs hurt. I don't know why.
Because we did a lot of walking in Daytona.
I guess.
I mean, it was a 7-minute walk from warm-ups to the competition floor.
Really?
It was so annoying. It was across the street.
Yeah, it was just like last year when we competed there.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. We warmed up in the Ocean Center, and we walked out to the band shell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah. Just like through the crowds and everything. We didn't even have like a back way. We were crossing the street, going through traffic.
I didn't even hear if you guys did good or anything.
We did
okay.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, that's right. You got 2nd out of 3.
Yeah, well, that was kind of bullshit.
Shitty,
because the level 5 team dropped down that morning to level 4.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And this probably makes no sense to anybody outside of cheerleading. So, moving on.
But let me explain why they would do that.
Nobody cares. Just moving on.
It was probably their last competition of the season, and they wanted to go out on a good note, and they know they'd get their ass kicked in their own division, so they dropped to a lower division.
Yeah,
because
when I think good note, I think, yeah, I'm just going to tone back my skill level. Yeah, I got first place at the level below where I'm at.
What looks better, going out with a first place trophy or going out with a 6th place trophy?
First, but deep down, you know that it's just
because
you're
a shitty person. Who
fucking
cares? It's first place.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something I would do. I'd take my ass whooping like a man.
Yeah.
So we could get first place.
I'm just sitting over here thinking about Octodad. I want
to
play.
I am really excited to play Octodad.
I'm really good at fixing controllers. I keep looking over here and looking at my controllers. I've broken probably 6 controllers.
Well, that's good that you're good at fixing them after you break them.
Yeah, I know, right?
See, well, I've fixed a couple too, but I've never actually had to fix one of mine because I have self-control.
Well, I have the little screwdrivers.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Like the real Xbox controllers, you need a certain screwdriver
for. Yeah, T7.
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, fuck you.
You have one now, too, special. Though.
I do. I have one, too.
Yeah.
I don't.
So I got this thing called Cerberus. I'm probably saying it wrong for my phone.
No, it's Cerberus. I have it as well.
And It's like Find My iPhone for Android, but it's like a bajillion times better than Find My iPhone.
How can you get better than a radar telling you where your phone is?
Well, it's a radar that tells you where your phone is. It can also take a picture of who's ever holding your phone or whatever they're looking at on the other end. And you can set it up so you can either take a picture right now or you can set it up so that next time they touch the phone is when it takes a picture.
What?
And it even does it like silently so they don't know it takes a picture. And then it emails the picture to your email.
So and how do you know it's stolen? Like, what do you do?
Well, you
like,
go to...
If it's on your phone, how do you...
CerberusApp.com, and you have, like, an account that you set up.
What? Yeah.
And
can I get it from my iPhone?
You can also... No, it's not for the iPhone.
Damn it.
And you can also look up your location history, so it won't just tell you where it is now. It'll tell you everywhere
where
it's been.
What?
Just on Google Maps, and you can just scroll down the list and see where it's been.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, really awesome. And there's a whole bunch of other shit you can do. You can, then you do have all the standard, like, beeping noise thing and all that other stuff. And if you do the alarm, you can also set it up so when they turn off the alarm, it takes a picture then.
So that's taking a picture.
You can read through the recent text messages, the phone log, see if they called anybody or texted anybody from it. If they swap out the SIM card, as soon as the new SIM card goes in, it'll text three numbers with all the information from the new SIM card. Yeah. It's $4. That's it. One-time fee, $4, and you can use it on up to five phones at one time, and you can use it on... forever. Like, if you get a new phone, you just take it off the old phone. Or you don't have to take it off the old phone. It'll just... Whatever your five most recent phones are, you can have it on.
That's pretty badass.
So.
It's really cool.
I hope iPhone steps up their shit and makes an app like that.
Right? So, and you could also take video, too. So you can get, like, audio and all that shit, too.
I need that. Yeah. We need that.
So. You just give all that to the police?
They I turned off my phone because some fucking weird shit happened.
What happened?
I pulled in and, like, my screen was all fucked up.
Well, your screen was already fucked up.
No. I mean, the glass is broken. I know that. But the screen was like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it. Remember
distorted?
When your iPad, it happened to your iPad? Remember when Riley dropped it and we looked at it and the picture was all fucked up?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, I fixed it. All I did was smack the back of it, so.
Okay.
It works. It works fine now. Don't worry. It happened twice.
I'm worried now.
No, it happened twice. It's like, as soon as it hits the ground, like, she dropped it. Whatever. But it's
Why
fine.
Are you letting your daughter drop my iPad?
It's not on purpose. It's not like, here you go, drop the iPad, Riley. You fuck.
God.
Ben, shut up.
I can feel tension in the air.
Because Ben's always like, your daughter's going to break my shirt. And she doesn't ever.
Well, but she is like 4, so I get it.
Three.
So I totally understand.
She shouldn't even be using an iPad.
The fact that she knows how to maneuver through that thing is beyond any kind of fucking 3-year-old.
Right, because Sai has no idea how to fucking use that iPad.
I don't.
Right.
I'm like,
he's retarded.
She's like, play Bad Piggies? I'm like, what's that? And then she opens
Dude,
up.
Dude, Bad Piggies is fucking awesome. I love Bad Piggies.
I love that game, I do.
So much better than Angry Birds. Angry Birds
yes.
sucks. Bad Piggies, that's where the shit is.
Yes. Yeah. I almost have one whole section completed with 3 stars on everything.
Yeah. I don't remember where I'm at.
You also have Unlimited Engineer.
I did. I bought that.
You.
But that was after I almost had 3 stars on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I promise.
That's because Riley would just sit there and go, oh no.
She would build 2. She knows how to build them. Like, she builds them herself.
Yeah.
And she's really good at it.
That's
she's
exciting.
Beaten many levels. And I'm like, how the fuck did you even do that?
It's like, I can't do that.
True, too, because I'll go through it and be like, I don't get it. How'd you do that? Where'd you get that bazooka from? Just kidding. There's no bazookas in
there.
Because
I didn't think there were bazookas in there. Yeah. I wish there were like iPad games we could let's play on. I don't know why.
That'd be pretty cool.
Be cool.
Yeah.
But you can't really record iPads that easily. It's a hassle and a half. Why has Ben giving me this look?
I don't know.
It's a weird look.
I feel like we should give him a look.
Yeah, let's give him a look.
Nobody on our podcast is
nope.
Like,
no. But
hey, we're getting to that like
one,
real world podcasts.
We need
how
a
would
camera.
You do a, how would you do a let's play on a on an iPad? Like, there's
that,
no ports to hook up a.
That's my point.
External.
Well,
to.
You can do it through the
charger.
Yeah, charger port, but it doesn't really work all that great.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking shitty thing.
Yeah,
it does.
So that's why we're not going to do it. I'm glad we've moved forward.
Yay!
We need video cameras.
We have one.
I think I'm going to
record us doing the podcast. I feel like if people saw us, it would be a lot more entertaining than just hearing us.
I don't think so. Not really for podcasts. Unless we're like doing exciting stuff, but we are just sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but people can actually see us and see our facial expressions instead of just listening to dead air.
Yeah, they missed the...
There is no dead air. Dead air is... The silence, we have
yeah,
exciting air with
no,
words.
We have dead air. Sometimes we're like, hey.
Or
no, we don't. I cut it
we're all
out.
Giving each other weird looks.
Yeah.
See, they missed that. They missed Sai's death stare to you when you said that Sai was one of the worst people in the world.
I did not say Sai was one of the worst people in the world. I just said he thinks a lot with his dick.
That's true. I did.
See?
I don't anymore. So you yawned. Sorry. Yeah. I don't anymore. I don't.
Your shirt?
Yeah, you really don't.
My shirt?
I said, are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does seem less dick-dicky yeah, that's true. Than before.
You're less of a douchebag.
I didn't I'm say awesome. That.
Thanks, Joey.
You're welcome. You're the I'm best. Here for you. Are there any movies announced recently since our last
Actually,
movie
my,
brigade?
Alyssa is going to see Oculus today.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck
yeah.
that.
That's what I said. I was her like, mom nope. was like, you can go with us. I was like, nope.
I got a podcast to do.
Exactly.
That's my reasoning. That's right. So,
see, I totally would, but I have this thing with scary movies, and I have a podcast.
Yeah, podcast. Podcast, yeah. Definitely podcast part. Nothing to do with the scary movie. I would love to go see it, but I can't.
I couldn't see it. Like, I saw the preview and I saw Amir bleeding and I was like, no.
No.
Changing the channel, actually.
I'd see it if I had somebody to go see it with because my dad doesn't do scary movies, so.
Nobody does scary movies.
I do scary movies.
Alyssa, that's it.
Do you guys want to go watch it together?
No.
I'll go see it.
I wouldn't even go see it with my girlfriend. What makes you think I was going to see it with you guys?
Because it's okay because when manlier? We because when we
so we can
like girls,
like girls
around each other, it's okay as long as there's not girls around.
Yeah,
no, I'm not gonna see it.
I'll and see I feel it. Like I feel like every man has that same thought. It's like you gotta look good in front of your girlfriend, but if it's just a couple guys, it's okay to scream like a little bitch watching a scary movie.
No,
I don't get scared in movies like, ever.
I told Alyssa that I'm a bitch when it comes to scary movies. Like. When scary movies come on, I'm the girl and she's the guy. I'm like against her, like, like covering my eyes and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, I need a girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, well. So anyway.
My boy Joey. Listeners.
12-inch dick.
Around.
You guys are going to make this, like, illusion that I have this huge dick and I'm not going to... This is going to be a letdown to everybody.
But they said on the podcast...
There was something we were saying that we had to say on the podcast to make it a fact, but I don't remember what it was.
That happens a lot.
Fuck. Yeah. Talk about things on the for the podcast and then don't remember them.
I feel like we do that often. Like, we got to talk about that on the podcast.
Never happens.
I wish my brain had, like, a memory bank where I could be like, oh, yeah, I could pull that out.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Just being able to constantly remember everything.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be pretty nice.
Yeah, so I've been on Alpha Brain, which we talked about last podcast.
Yeah.
Is that the brain workout thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not the. No, no it's not Lumosity.
Brain,
it's
your brain, I guess. Anyway, so you know how I remember saying do you remember I said part of it was you had like really livid dreams and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Oh, this is a pill, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like multivitamin, or right. they call it a nootropic, whatever the fuck that means.
Neurotropic.
Nootropic. Something. Has a word.
Neurotropic.
Anyway, I've been having this problem where when I take it, I wake up at like 6 a.m. and I think what's actually happening is I'm thinking so much in my dream that I'm waking myself up. Because the other night, I was thinking about math, which I know that sounds really fucking weird.
That's so sad.
So, I was doing, like, budgeting stuff for Awesomeware in the gym. And so I was doing that in my dream, and then I woke up.
Vivid dreams.
Right.
You think about math.
Vivid dreams. Where I was dreaming about, like, math and budgeting stuff, and then I wake up at 6 o'clock, and I'm, like, finishing the math as I'm awake, and I'm like... I'm awake now. I'm not sleeping anymore.
I've
so like,
had that happen
before. I'm thinking so hard in my dreams and that my dreams are so realistic that it's waking me up.
That is weird.
Which is interesting.
I've had dreams of where like I'm doing something and then I'll wake up and continue thinking, like planning out the rest of the dream, like thinking about what would happen in the rest of the dream.
Well, I'm not like thinking what had happened in the rest of the dream. Like I'm actively doing work in the dream. I'm like getting shit done. And then I wake up and finish getting shit done. I'm like, wait a second.
I wish you could record your dreams.
Right? I think we've talked about that before.
Did
how
we,
cool
I
it would
think
be
we
to
did. Yeah, it makes sense.
Record your dreams and be able to like watch back. It's like, oh, all right, well, that makes sense. That's
oh, I, remind me to take the snowball. I want to record what happens when I'm sleeping at night.
Yeah.
He masturbates you here, at night. Were you here talking about that?
No.
I think
no,
you were.
We talked.
Or maybe Ben left.
Ben had to leave, yeah.
Okay. No, we were saying how fucking creepy it would be if we recorded... just put a microphone up and record it. What are you doing? Stop it.
Making faces.
You said it, how cool it would be to record while you're sleeping. Just set up a microphone and record the whole night and just see what you can hear.
Yeah.
This is what you'd hear. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle.
No, I'm going to do that tonight, though. I'll probably do it for like a few nights for like an awesome live or whatever. not going to do the whole 12 hours of me sleep because I sleep for a long time. Sometimes I get like 5 hours. But still, I want to see what happens.
Okay. I guess we'll do that then.
We will. I will.
You will. I'm not going to do it. No. I don't care that much.
Me either.
My life isn't that exciting.
What if I fucking just, you hear voices, like you hear people talking.
Sai, wake up.
I'm going
to
do that.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's time to get out of bed.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, because Sai doesn't wake up.
No, I don't.
I'm going to sneak up to the microphone and just start like saying stupid shit.
Frozen waffles.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Don't you have to be a snowman? Finish it, Ben.
I don't really know the rest of it.
Away, I've Anna.
Okay, bye. Okay, I remember that part. But I don't remember like a lot of that movie. I only watched it once.
We should watch it again.
We should not.
Every year we should have a Frozen party. Or we just watch Frozen. Nope. All right, just me. I'll watch it by myself.
Okay. Okay. I might sneak in and watch it, but I won't tell anybody.
I don't want to admit to the fact that I like to watch it every year. Yeah, it could be an awesome weird tradition. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Can I just say how tired I am?
Yeah, I'm tired too.
I'm not that tired.
I don't know why. I got a full 10 hours of sleep last night.
I didn't get that much sleep last night. I got like 7.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough, but... And I was also pretty fucking intoxicated last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's good that you were intoxicated again.
I thought I should have woke up with a hangover, but apparently if you eat McDonald's while you're drunk, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's greasy. Tastes delicious.
I woke up and I was like... when I woke up, I was completely out of it. Like, I was like, oh my God. I took one sip of water and I was like, oh, I'm all right.
Hey.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm not dead.
Then I had morning sex. Sweated out all the...
All right,
I'm done talking.
good call.
Yep. Okay, well.
Yeah, so where do we go now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the list?
We're 50 minutes in and we've hit two things on the topic list.
All right. Jesus.
Yeah.
Is there anything more exciting on the list?
No.
For the other awesome life we're going to do, the magic flavor changing berries.
Oh, yeah.
The miracle fruit.
Miracle fruit, yeah.
Oh, did you get them already?
No, we got to buy them.
They're like $4.
Yeah, they're not expensive at all. I just haven't gotten around to it.
The real miracle fruit is what we need to find. These are just pills. They're not as good as the actual miracle fruit.
So we should try to get the miracle fruit.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's like in Africa, I think.
Let's go on a road trip to Africa.
Yeah, road trip.
We can take a road trip. We're going to drive to Africa.
Yeah, no.
From Tampa, Florida.
I think it's either in South America or Africa. I think they're the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Shit.
Africa is in South America.
Oh.
What? Whatever.
Am I wrong?
Africa's a goddamn continent.
Yeah.
What?
South America is like...
Also a continent.
Cuba.
No, South Africa is part of South America.
No.
Africa's not a continent.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Joey.
Well, I gotta look this up.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck,
Has
Joey?
Been this long since I looked at a map?
It's 8. North America, South America, Antarctica, Africa, Asia, Europe, and...
Australia.
Australia is its own continent?
Yes.
Yeah, right, which is actually 7. Called Oceanica or something.
That's your...
Yeah, well, let's look at that. Africa is a continent.
God damn it.
So what's in South America? Brazil's in South America.
Peru.
Okay, yeah.
No, Zambia.
Whatever. But yeah, it's either in South America or Africa.
Right, and South Africa is a country on the continent of Africa.
Yes.
But there is no country Africa. That's why I was confused. That makes sense now.
Are you trying to justify to yourself?
No. I'm still a full-on idiot. I'm not... Listen, I haven't looked at a map in a long fucking time. Fuck
That's
it.
True.
Let's go to Madagascar.
But yeah, it's either in South America or Africa.
I thought it was in Asia.
It might... No, I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I don't know fucking...
Who the fuck cares?
But it's an actual fruit. It's a real fruit. It's a real berry.
Oh, right. We should probably say what it does rather than just calling it a miracle fruit.
Yeah.
I think we've already said that.
It cures cancer. It's a miracle fruit.
No, we haven't. It changes the way things taste.
It makes them sweeter.
Well, it depends.
It really just changes everything about it.
It just fucks with your taste buds, and it'll make certain foods taste bitter that aren't bitter, and it apparently makes lemon taste like sugar.
It does. It makes lemon taste like you're drinking lemonade.
And so what my idea is, we're going to do that hot sauce challenge, the ghost pepper hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day or something, we're going to take the miracle berry and then eat the hot sauce and see how it tastes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just doing it anyway, taking the miracle fruit and then doing the hot sauce and hoping it wasn't as hot.
Yeah, I wonder how that would work.
We have
to have a controlled experiment and a non-controlled experiment. We have to be scientists about it.
Because the only difference between science and fucking around is documentation.
It's true.
True story.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about the miracle fruit. Because I've done it before, and it's like you have to let it dissolve on your tongue.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, I think you roll it around, but you can't let it, you're not supposed to let it touch, like, the roof of the mouth or your side, the sides of your mouth. So it's like, really hard.
Yeah, it sounds hard.
But, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why not get it all over your mouth? Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Well, because, okay, as an adult, I can say this. They said it makes vodka taste like sweet tarts. So okay. I took the miracle fruit, and I let it roll on my tongue or whatever, and when I tasted, yeah, on my tongue, it tasted like sweet tarts.
Huh.
But in my mouth, I could still taste vodka, like strong. It was weird. So,
huh. That's interesting.
It was very,
I don't know how that works.
Maybe I didn't get it all over my
tongue. I was
going
to say, yeah, maybe parts of your taste buds were still normal.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know how that shit works.
Still burnt like fucking vodka, though. Going down was not fun.
Why do the sweet tarts burn? Doesn't make sense.
It's like acid. Not the drug. It's like, yeah, never mind. All right, I'm done talking.
Wow, look at that water out there. It's going really fast.
Oh, good thing you said that. I brought my fishing pole. Let's go fishing.
You did? No, no, no. We have to play Octodad so we can catch an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
So catch it can become a
game. No, you have to go fishing so you can catch an octopus and so you can play Octodad.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? Caring husband, loving father, secret octopus.
I'm so excited to play this game.
Octodad, deadliest catch.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's a sequel to a game just called Octodad, but apparently it's not nearly as fun.
Oh.
That's okay.
We don't have to play that one.
Nah.
No.
Nah. We're going to play.
Jump right into the sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's a continuation in the story. And if there is, I don't care.
He's still an octopus. Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, he's married. Really That's what's happened.
No, he's married and has a kid. How did that even happen?
I don't know.
Maybe the kid's not his. Maybe
probably. That would make the most sense.
He just married into a family.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably find out today when we play the game.
That's true. And then we'll let you know next podcast.
Yeah.
Not like anybody gives a fuck.
No, they'll watch the video. That's what they'll do. Yeah. Watch the Let's Play. Ben has that look like he's going to say something intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Nope.
I'm too tired to think right now. Like, I don't Well, actually, I do understand why I'm so tired. But I don't like that I'm so tired. Because I know it's only going downhill from here.
Yeah.
And it's only 2:43 p.m.
Yep.
Well, no, because for the next 3 days, I will be at the gym until at least midnight. Or for the next 2 days, because last night I was at the gym till 11:30.
Right, for your practice, you're on your team. Gotcha. That sucks.
And we played a fun little game that your team gets to play tomorrow.
I am so excited.
So much
fun. Called Run Till Your Feet Bleed.
No.
I did that once.
Really?
Yeah. I ran barefoot with two teams, and my feet bled for like 2 weeks. It sucked.
What?
See, I have calluses on my feet from running in barefoot.
I don't. I have baby feet.
Yeah, I have baby feet now too. Except that one day.
The bottom of my feet are so soft.
No, I used to run the 3 miles with your team barefoot.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I did that once, never did it again.
Yeah.
My feet bled for 2 weeks.
Probably wondering how I did it. Anyway, back to the podcast.
Cried out of his penis.
Oh, I went bowling last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really fun. I wanted you guys to come, but Ben, I guess, was at practice.
Yeah, I had practice too.
But
you could have
It starts at 9:30 and it goes on till 12.
And
it's $5 for a wristband, $1 bowling, $1 beers, which obviously you can't have.
And the wristband is what gets you
$1 pizza slices, $1 french fries,
I can afford that. That would have been in my budget. Is it every Monday or is it only?
Every Monday.
Let's go next Monday.
All right. That's the plan.
Have fun, guys.
Our plan is to go every Monday.
Okay, cool.
Ben, you'll be able to go in two weeks.
Yeah. We could do an awesome life there, too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just do awesome lives everywhere.
I whooped everybody's ass the first game. And then I just sucked. I don't know what happened.
What was your score?
It wasn't great. It was like 130.
Oh, my high score is, I think, a 162.
Oh, I bowled a 207 or a 215.
Oh, well, fuck you.
With Alyssa. We went the week before, just me and her on a little date. And it was 200. It was 207 to 75. Whooped her
ass.
But then I threw the rest of the games away. Like, I was guttering everything just for her to win because I'm an awesome boyfriend. Damn,
okay.
Fuck you guys.
That's your excuse. I see how it is.
Because I throw bowling games away for my girlfriend, it makes me awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Happens.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's all you do for her. I just lose bowling games.
She whipped my ass in pool bad.
Did she?
Yeah, and I'm usually really good at pool, and she beat the shit out of me.
Hmm.
And then we played air hockey, and it was even. We both won a couple games.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at air hockey, I think.
I fucking suck at air hockey. Like,
do you?
That used to be my ex's like favorite arcade style game is air hockey, and she would whoop my ass. Like, I would be trying to beat her, and she'd still whoop my ass.
That happens.
That's funny.
Like, I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible at just about every game I play.
That's true.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're good at cheerleading. That's your one thing you're good at.
Yeah.
And fixing cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, next week. I'm going to try to make it a weekly thing to go bowling.
Okay, cool. Let me know next time.
It's fun. So, because yeah, well, I told Dan to, and he was like, I'm so drained. I'm like, shut up. You're a faggot.
He's old.
Who's so drained?
Dan.
Daniel.
Oh.
I was mad because Dude. he's like, I feel like I'm just like, I'm dying. I'm so tired. He's like, I'm crashing. I was like, all right, well, you can crash and wake up and then come to bowling. No, he was like, I feel like if I went, I would just sit there and be boring. I'm like, okay, sit there and be boring. I promise you, you'll have a good time.
Yeah, he did that in Daytona, too, where he fell asleep like 3 hours before everybody else.
Yeah, that was retarded.
Calling you out, Daniel.
Yeah.
So.
And I tried shoving a onesie bottle up his butt.
Yep.
Wow.
Were you there for that?
Yeah, oh, okay. I just kind of tried not to remember that part. But yeah, I was there. I was there for that.
Last night I tried pulling the best friend card. I was like, you need to come out to bowling. And he was like, I get a bypass. I'm like, why? He's like, because you tried to fuck me with an alcohol bottle.
Yeah, you know what? Got to side with Dan on that one.
I did. I said, touche. Yeah. You win. You can have this one off.
But no, Daytona was exhausted. And well, no, not for Dan. Dan didn't fucking get there till like 11. But I was up at the competition at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. He was awake at like 5 something. We went to bed at like 2.
Yeah.
That was the night he was jumping around on the bed and flew off the wall. Again, yeah. Totally sober.
Yeah. So we got to sleep at 2. I had to be up at 5 to be at the competition by 6:30.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I had to walk around until 5 o'clock when we got out of the competition. But I kept walking around for an extra 45 minutes trying to wrangle everyone up to go to dinner that I didn't go to.
I made dinner.
Yeah, yeah, you. When I came back to the room, you had made a really awesome dinner. It was like eggs and chicken and noodles. And
it was chicken carbonara.
Yeah, if I hadn't just eaten, I would have totally had some.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It looked good. It smelled good.
And bacon.
I made bacon too. I made salmon last night.
You did? Yeah. Oh yeah, you.
Yeah, for your girlfriend's family, picture. Right?
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. Yeah, it was fun.
That's exciting. Maybe we'll go to your house so you can cook me dinner. Yeah, after
the podcast. I told you I want to make an awesome.
Or after blah blah blah.
Octodad.
Octodad. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Can you bring some for me?
I can.
To my work?
Leave some there for you.
Can you bring it to me?
No.
Please?
Don't be gay.
I have to work, man. I have to make that paper so I can pay my bills. Yeah, and then
when did you start saying make some papers?
You don't have practice. It's Tuesday.
I don't know. I just started doing that. Yeah, I do have practice. I practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
They have Worlds coming up.
That's shitty.
Yep. Hopefully today is a redo and clean things up kind of day, because yesterday really whooped the hell out of everyone.
Hmm. So. Yeah, here we go talking about cheerleading again. Let's try to get away from cheerleading.
I hate talking about cheerleading.
Yeah, me too.
Let's just have our own cheerleading podcast.
No.
How about that? Because we talk a lot.
Hey, there are no cheerleading podcasts. We could totally
corner that market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Anyway.
Maybe we'll start one.
Yeah, we should. Get
we'll
fucking
out
here.
Yeah. But no. Still fucking tired. I guess, I mean, that was a big part of our week, was going to Daytona.
Yeah. Well, the season's almost over, so there should be, like, no more cheerleading for the next 6 months of our life.
No, not for me. I have to work every fucking summer camp.
By choice.
Kind of.
I just want the money.
Yeah.
I might work some with you. Anyway, let's get back to real podcast conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever do that thing where you look at people as they walk by?
I do that while I'm driving.
It's called seeing.
Yeah, but like where you like eye contact, you make eye contact with them or try to
the whole time.
Almost all of them turn away like immediately. The second you make eye contact, bam! It's like, well, fuck you too. I was just gonna say hi, bitch.
Well, they feel awkward. Like,
why?
I can understand that. Like, you're just like looking at a random stranger.
Well, I'm not
stranger.
Like intently staring, but you know, I make casual eye contact, and it's like everybody's too nervous to look at each other.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Like, no, be friendly, damn it. Just say hello.
I thought we were talking about something else, because while I'm driving, if someone's being a dick while they're driving and driving like really slow in the fast lane, I like to cut around them. And as I'm passing them, look over at them so I know what stupid looks like.
No, I'm just talking about like, casually looking at people as they walk by. Most of them look away.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you get the nice person that like smiles and yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No, exactly,
but there are definitely
right.
Way more people that just look the fuck away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all right, good social skills you got there, bitch. I was trying to be friendly.
That's when he takes her cane. Kicks her over, says, I got shit to do, because you didn't fucking smile at me.
That still needs to be a shirt.
And let's just clarify. I think I clarified this when we, in the original podcast, I talked about it. I don't have a problem saying hey to people as you pass by, but asking, like, what's up or how you're doing, too much conversation.
How's it going? What about that?
I have to answer that.
Just say good.
But and then the appropriate response is then I say, how are you doing? And by the time I finish that sentence and they reply, we've already passed each other. And now he's answering me from behind.
See, you're right.
Now, see, that's the problem.
Now, in passing conversation, in passing conversation, it's okay to not reply, how are you?
That's why it's stupid. Just say, hey.
Like, people are like, hey, how you doing? Good. Just walking.
No, just, hey. Just, hey.
Hey,
hey, say hey, hey.
So if you're ever on the street,
hey, for horses,
Joey
Paris.
If you're ever on the street and you see Joey, just say, ask him how he's doing, ask him how his day's going, and just walk right by.
Yeah, that's gonna reach a problem.
Joey's internally just volcanoing right now. He's like, I'll fucking kill all of you.
It's reaching a problem though. Where if that gets to a point where people do that constantly, I'm just gonna say fuck you to everybody I walk by. Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? Fuck you.
Whoa,
sorry. That's just going to be really unfortunate for the people who, like, don't listen to the podcast and don't know why I'm doing that. Wow, that guy was a real asshole.
Fuck that guy.
I was going to go somewhere with that. Oh, yeah, like, I'll be trying to do something, and if I have to go from one place to another, like, walking, and you try to stop me and have a conversation when I am clearly fucking sprint walking somewhere, like, if I have to get somewhere quick, like a bathroom, because I have to shit, and you want to stop and have a 10-minute conversation, like, I've had someone, like, grab my shoulder and be like, oh, hey, Ben, what's going on? I have to shit. I'm running.
You have about 3 seconds before I shit my pants.
But then again, I feel really bad when I just kind of, like, brush them off and keep going, because that's mean, but, like,
I've gotten to the point where I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't care about pissing people off, because they need to talk to me right now.
No.
Then text me. I'll reply.
Are you on fire? Then text me that shit.
Nah, if you're on fire, you can stop me. I'll stop for you. That's acceptable.
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, oh, get away from me. You're on fire.
Don't touch me.
Waddle away.
Waddle.
I don't run. I waddle.
I've been waddling the last 2 days because my calves are so sore.
Yeah. Yeah, you already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Why don't you say it again? Maybe the listeners didn't hear the first two times.
Yeah.
Waddle, 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 waddle.
Okay, you're weird.
I'm almost falling asleep.
Ah, you know what I didn't do? What? I didn't see if Walmart actually trades in games or not.
Oh, yeah, you should try that.
I'm going, I think I might do that today.
We should after totally Octodad?
Yeah.
And after you make me dinner?
Yeah.
You should go try to trade in Octodad.
What?
It's a digital download.
I know.
Yeah, what if you just burned it to a DVD? I was like, Octodad?
You guys take this one? No.
But I just
I don't think I ever talked about on the story or on the podcast how that one story where I went to Walmart and I bought that game.
Oh no, you didn't. Yeah, talk about it.
Okay, so I went to Walmart and I bought Resident Evil Revelations. And in the case, plastic, everything was never used. It was legit a brand new game. I open it and it is a blank CDR disc.
Yeah, I remember that.
A blank seat. Like, how does that even happen? I know it's not Walmart's fart.
Well,
fart.
You know what I could actually see happening? Is, you know, because that plastic wrap on the game is not that special.
I mean,
you can get it anywhere. So I bet you there's probably a lot of people out there who go out, buy the games, take it out, fill it in with a disc, and then wrap it up with some machine that probably costs them $200. And so they just go out and they sell the games.
Yeah, but it had the Xbox plastic on it.
Yeah, I bet you can buy that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's probably not exactly the Xbox plastic. It just looks like it.
Well, I'm going to get into that business.
And if you're not looking for it, you probably said, yeah, of course that's real.
And I know there's like,
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't
know. There's a lot of shady ass like Walmart and Target employees.
Yeah.
Because I know a guy who used to have like at the end of the night, you have to put all the cardboard boxes in the shopping cart, push it out to the dumpster and throw it all out.
Uh-huh.
What he would do is he would take flat screen TVs and put it between the boxes.
That's smart.
And then he'd push it out and his friend would meet up with him in the back by the dumpsters. He'd put the TV in the car, throw the cardboard boxes out, go back in.
Gotcha.
And no one caught on.
Wow.
That's awesome.
No,
until
that's
now.
Really bad.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm assuming they could easily do the same thing with the game. Just take it out, back,
and plus Walmart's
it, put
got
a
CD
in, close it.
Kind of bad good policy where they'll take any returns pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to take that because I came back and I opened it and I was like, this is the CD that was in there when I bought the game. And she was like, oh, no. And I was like, you're getting your manager, bitch. So, yes, you are.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's really easy for you to go and just bring back a blank CD and say, it just came this way.
Right.
But, you know, they probably go through a little bit more and
but
seal it back
up. It would have been worse if it was like if I went there and I wanted my money back. Then I would see them saying no. But all I wanted was the game. So I was like, that's all I want. Just give me the fucking game.
Right, because you paid for it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll take my computer back that I haven't ever used.
The only reason they might not is because of how long it's been since you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would they give me store credit, though?
I don't know.
They might.
Probably. If they give me store credit, I'll just get an Xbox One.
Do it.
And that'd be one less we have to buy later.
I'll do it today. Fuck you.
All right, if you want to, man, seriously, just go pack all the
Where's
shit
the receipt?
Up. And,
but we should.
I don't have a receipt.
We should probably.
I might. It might be in the
rather than
3DS box.
Getting an Xbox One, we should probably consider
a TV,
a more
or a monitor,
like keyboards and stuff.
Yeah, something more like that. Get the keyboards and stuff.
Well, we literally do not use that computer so.
At all.
How
no,
much did
I
you
haven't
pay for
used.
It?
It's like $450.
What the fuck, Ben? That computer sucks.
Yeah, but it had Microsoft Office.
You know how much Microsoft Office costs?
It's $130.
Yeah.
So it's a $300 computer.
You're an idiot. You should have just bought Microsoft Office.
Thank you, Si.
Instead of a $500 computer.
Well, I was told by my teacher that Microsoft Office, or some, well, the program I had to use would not work on a Mac.
Boot camp.
Which is eventually what it ended up doing and telling her to go fuck herself. But she said that even a boot camped Mac wouldn't work.
That's, she has no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
No idea.
Yeah. But apparently she's been doing this for 15 years. She was actually one of the coolest teachers I've had.
Okay, well, I'm glad she's cool. But, like, the computer teacher I have, biggest idiot on the fucking planet. He's been programming for 20 years, can't do shit. He's like,
programs
failure of
binary.
A professor.
So what class is that, programming?
Program design.
Jesus, that's an idiot. I start my job tomorrow. I
start
training, yeah.
What time?
10 o'clock in the morning. Or, yeah, 10 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
That's not too bad.
Tomorrow's 10, the day after's 9, Friday's 8, Saturday's 9, Sunday I have off for Easter. Monday, I come back in at 10.
Cool.
And I'm hoping that all of that is just like training. Like, this is how you prep if you need to come in and do prep. And I'm really hoping that I have closing shifts. I know it sucks closing because you're there till 3 o'clock in the morning. But, I mean, fuck it. It's money.
I was going to say, and you normally do closing shifts anyway, right?
I love closing shifts. It's not, one, it's not that busy. Two, there's two people. Like, it's going to be so busy in that kitchen that we have two people. When I worked at the Dubliner, it was just me by myself in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. So two people is a lot for you.
Yeah, that's a lot for me. Like, okay. It might be too much for me. Like, people are going to get in my way. Because when I'm in the fucking zone, get the fuck out of my way because you're just going to mess me up.
No, because I was always back there helping you out at Dubliner when you needed it.
Yeah, but that was when I was, like, in the weeds, like, slammed.
Yeah.
Plus, you two, like, know each other. It's easier for you to work together.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
You guys do anything for Easter?
Probably not.
Well, I have a daughter, so obviously I have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill up eggs with heroin needles.
Hashtag team no dad.
Razors.
Hashtag team no kids.
Used razors and heroin needles.
I'm going to my mom's, Ben, if you want to come.
Are they going to have spaghetti Sunday?
I will possibly let you know.
That's a good question.
I might come when I don't have Riley.
Bring Riley.
No, Jordan has plans with Riley. Obviously, I mean, she should. I just said that mockingly.
You said that really ridiculous. I was like, well, as her mom, that's kind of an appropriate thing to do on Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys can come over Easter. I don't know if we're doing pasta, but we probably will, I would imagine.
Yeah,
we'll do normal Easter stuff. You can bring Riley if you want, depending on.
It depends.
Should we bring food as well?
You probably don't have to, but you can.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the nice thing.
I'll bring something.
I mean, but you know how my mom is.
I mean, I'll cook something and I'll say that I helped.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bring a chocolate bunny or something. I don't know.
The chocolate bunny.
Bring a 5-foot chocolate bunny.
Yeah.
We'll bring alcohol.
Yay.
We'll bring Hunch Punch.
Let's make it very clear. My mom already has alcohol.
Yeah, but...
Like, lots of alcohol.
We can make a Hunch Punch for everyone. For the adults.
It could be an Easter Hunch Punch with little floating eggs.
Well, we could put Peeps on it. Like,
yes!
Float some marshmallow Peeps.
I don't know. I don't think that would be quite appropriate.
What?
I don't know.
We'll save it.
It's like a family occasion, and we're bringing a cooler Hunch Punch.
Yeah.
Dig in, kids. These Peeps are soaked with alcohol.
Oh, God.
We'll cut all this out.
No. I'm going to cut all around that story. I'm going to make it a good story because I like parts of it. Talent.
All right. Well.
So are we about ready to wrap up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start Octodad.
It's about time for me to head to work.
Yeah, that's why I just saw it hit 3 o'clock, so I thought you should probably get out of here.
All right.
Well, all right, cool. Well, thanks for watching. This is episode 16. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Si.
And thanks for watching.
Yeah. Peace out.
Fishbowl out.
That was the quickest wrap up we've ever done.
I think so too, yeah.
Later, guys. All right,
bye.